DW.
No one knows whether lithium will be mined in the area. But Ida Fernandez has already made up her mind.
Now it's simple, no.
Forever and ever, no. Our answer is no. That is the will of the population, and we will do everything we can to enforce our will and the will of those affected.
Ida Fernandez is part of a citizens' initiative that was founded in Covas de Barasu, a small village in northern Portugal near the Spanish border. This is where the mine will be built. An area of 700 hectares will be ploughed through with holes of up to 600 square metres wide that reach 150 metres deep into the earth. Fernando Quiroga also thinks it's a bad idea. He's the district administrator of the region.
Based on current knowledge, the district of Boticas is absolutely against lithium mining, above all because of its impact on the environment.
Quiroga's outright rejection of the mine is pretty astonishing in some ways. The region has a high level of unemployment. Many people here have left the area to find work elsewhere, and lithium mining could create jobs and generate the tax revenue that's so urgently needed in this part of the country. But environmental concerns have prevailed, and with good reason. To produce just 1 kilo of lithium, about a ton of granite needs to be crushed and washed. And that's only possible with the use of aggressive chemicals. Areas of forest have already been cleared for the early stages of exploration. Roads for excavators have been laid, and holes have already been dug in the earth. The region in question is called Tres Omonch. It translates to behind the mountains. In fact, many people who live here have long felt isolated and left behind. There's a history here. Several abandoned gold and uranium mines in the area have left scars in the landscape. Today, distrust and suspicion are rife.
It makes us angry because no one ever asks anything about the inland communities. All the good that is here is being taken because there are only a few of us and no one is interested in what we have to say. So nothing remains that actually benefits the community. Only Lisbon is important.
The district administrator wants the residents to have the final say when it comes to lithium mining. João Galamba is at the centre of what Fernando Quiroga calls the empire. He's the State Secretary for Energy in the Environment Ministry, and he's responsible for the project. The government has identified 9 possible locations for lithium mining, which will now be advertised internationally. For Galamba, this is about investing in a future based on renewable energies. According to him, Portugal doesn't just want to be a supplier of raw materials, it also wants to process the lithium itself.
The mines and a lithium refinery would mean thousands of jobs and the investment of several hundred million euros.
Of course, the environment should also be protected as much as possible, says Galamba, who assures that the communities in the area would receive their fair share of the profit. But the people who live there are sceptical, explains Orlando Alves, district administrator of the Montalegre neighbourhood.
We certainly want to create jobs and stop the rural exodus, but not at just any price. Nothing is more important to us than the preservation of our environment, our intact landscape, and our quality agricultural products. These things are sacred to us.
Mas não é a qualquer preço.
Farmer Armando Teixeira agrees. He lives in a small village near Montalegre. His 2 sons left the area long ago. He's worried about the government's lithium mining plans.
I don't really know what's going to happen. It would be nice if the young people could get jobs here, but they'll dig a lot of holes and change everything. That could affect the environment.
DW.